More than 1 million parents are serving time in American prisons, and staying close with their kids can be tough. In New Hampshire, one nonprofit is trying to help through reading. Paige Sutherland of Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Duncan McDougall reads a lot of kids' books.
Do you think this airplane's going to go straight without the pilot? It's going to go straight or all over the place? Let's find out.
And he's pretty good at it.
Where did it end up? In a tree. Does that mouse look happy or sad that it's in a tree? Yeah, he looks pretty bummed, doesn't he? Like, my plane, it's in a tree.
On this day, McDougall isn't reading to toddlers. His audience is a room full of inmates at the New Hampshire State Prison in Concord. McDougall is the executive director of the Children's Literacy Foundation, or CLIF. The organization works to connect inmates with their kids through reading. CLIF gives inmates children's books to send home to their kids and teaches them how to make it fun. Use different voices, McDougall tells them. Put your children's names into the stories and share your personal story with them.
What other books do you remember when you were a kid?
Curious George.
A lot of the Magic Treehouse series.
Magic Treehouse, Curious George, definitely a classic. And tons of those.
Clifford.
Yeah. Are those positive memories? Thinking back on those?
Yeah.
Those are the memories that you guys are creating every time you share books with your kids. And those are memories that, as you guys know, they last a lifetime.
McDougall has hosted reading seminars at every correctional facility in New Hampshire since 2004. He's had plenty of takers. Two-thirds of male inmates in the state have children younger than 18. Jason Eddy is one of them. Eddy was sentenced to 3 years in prison for a drug-related robbery back in 2015. He has two children, a 3-year-old named Callie and a 16-year-old named Austin. Through the CLIF program, Eddy has been given nearly a dozen brand-new books to send home to his kids. He's put a little personal note in each.
Since Valentine's Day was just the other day, I just put Happy Valentine's Day, Princess. I love and miss you, love Daddy.
Eddie's also recorded himself reading to his kids. He then sends his tapes home to his children in Dublin, New Hampshire.
Well, the first time I read a book to her, I happened to call the night that she had gotten the package, and she had just opened it, and my wife put it in the CD player. And I could tell she was running around the house yelling, "That's my Daddy!" And she was really proud, and it was cool. It felt good. There's not much we can do for our kids in here, and to make them feel that way was awesome.
I visited with Eddie's wife, Colleen, at her home not too long ago. His latest CD just arrived in the mail.
Hi, Callie. It's Daddy.
All right, we'll start the book.
Okay, he's going to read it to you.
Do you want to come to the clubhouse? Just say Miska, Muska, Mickey Mouse. Let's check.
Colleen Eddie says their daughter listens to these tapes nonstop. After daycare, before bed, and even when you think she's not listening.
Daddy Bear nudged
Little
Bear.
I think that's what it is, just hearing his voice.
Daddy Bear tugged Little Bear.
It's like the security of having him.
You can do it, he whispered.
Eddie is scheduled to be released from prison in less than 4 months. He said he's learned a lot about parenting and can't wait to put it all into practice.
The state of mind I was in, the drugs I was on, I wasn't even thinking of my kids. And when you're away from them for so long, it makes you think about them and what you want to do different. I just want to be with them.
And given how much his daughter Callie enjoys his audio tapes, Eddie will likely be reading a lot more kids' books. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Sutherland.